Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that line forms on the right page. Ha! Not that Maggie. Back in town. Look out, old Maggie.
Oh,
back.
He's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
Yes, sir! 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you for another three-hour program here on this Thursday morning, taking you until 5 o'clock and the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. We got Fliegelman on the other side, and we're taking you for 3 hours. Let's go. Let's talk a little Jets football. Why not? It's official. Yesterday, I was the last one to the news that Aaron Glenn was probably going to be the guy. And today, we found out, even though he left the building yesterday, he is the guy. And now that we've established that, I feel like it's no longer, you know, what's the point of the discussion of, hey, the Jets shouldn't do this. The Jets need a guy like this. That's done, right? He's the guy. And now that we know they are running it back, this tried and true plan of theirs of going with a rookie head coach and a defensive head coach. Now that we know they're doing what they love and what they know, let's talk about how they best serve this young coach. Because we could talk till we're blue in face about all the positives of Aaron Glenn, right? And I'm not saying there aren't. I watch the same videos you watch. I respect how great of a player he was for this organization. And I understand that he knows the organization well. He understands the fans. He understands the perception of the team. He understands what it's like to be here, winning and losing. He seems to be a real motivator and a leader of men, right? All the positives you could tell me. And you could tell me all of that. And again, he's ready to deal with this. Oh, he could be different than Robert Saleh in that aspect because he's been here. He knows what it is. He's dealt with it. If you want to make sure that this guy gets off on the right foot and you want to give this guy an opportunity to get the job started in the right direction, because to me, looking at this team and where they are, and what is it, 2015, the last time they had a winning season, and the longest playoff drought in professional sports. This is about making the playoffs. This is about having a winning season. It's not necessarily about winning the Super Bowl for me. It's not about winning the Super Bowl in the next 6 years. Like that would be great. Winning a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, sure. But this coach, if he does want to get off on the right foot, and we understand the market, and we understand how this team is viewed and where the fans are, if you want to give this guy a chance, you have got to bring back Aaron Rodgers. Because if you get worse at the quarterback position, you are doing a major disservice to this guy and hindering his ability to do what needs to be done and give a fresh breath of air to this fan base, to this organization, to everything that's surrounding it. The black cloud of losing that is hanging over this team makes it so much more difficult to move forward. And as this head coach, and we've seen it before, right? We've talked about it. Rex Ryan came in, was successful year one. Herm Edwards, successful year one playoffs. Mangini, successful year one with a playoff run in his first year. And ultimately still failed. But if you're going to tell me that this is the guy, and you're going to tell me he knows and he can motivate these guys, like it's almost the perfect fit. Because you're going to bring in a young head coach. You're going to bring in a young offensive coordinator, most likely. That's what it sounds like. And the one thing I do trust this young head coach to do is motivate the team and get the defense fixed. And if you look at this team, if you have a coach that you believe in is this young coach and he could fix the defense, if you bring back Aaron Rodgers, this team can win. I firmly believe this team can win. But if you set him back, and because of whatever reason, and there are reports that he would want to keep Aaron Rodgers, and I understand the negative of the chaos that can be Aaron Rodgers, but this is about getting off on the right foot and changing the narrative of this franchise. And when you look at this roster, you can't tell me downgrading at the most important position, because make no mistake, there is no better option at the quarterback position. None. Anything short of Aaron Rodgers is weakening your team at the most important position. You're giving it a dead money cap hit, assuming he's going to continue to play. So now you're going to have a cap hit and a lesser quarterback. You're going to make it harder to build the rest of the roster, and you're going to downgrade the quarterback position as you go in with a lot of skepticism from a lot of fans. Sure, today, now that it's the news, now that it's official, and Jet fans are trying to sell themselves on it, maybe there were a lot who were happy about this hire before, but there's a lot of skepticism around a young head coach, inexperienced head coach, a defensive-minded head coach. It's going to be maybe Wilkes as an experienced defensive coordinator, but it sounds like you're getting a rookie GM, you're getting a rookie head coach, you're getting a rookie offensive coordinator. And you're going to put all that in and take away the most important position and make it worse and start this year off with a lesser opportunity to go out there and win? Because to me, we've talked about it before, whether it's the stories around the owner, whether it's the idea that this franchise is cursed, whether it's nothing works, whether it's every single story, whether it be the quarterback going on Pat McAfee or going to Egypt or anything else that comes out. This team gets zero benefit of the doubt. The organization feels snake bit. The fan base is fed up. And it's all because of the persistent losing since 2015 and beyond. And this playoff drought hovering over this team is slowly suffocating it. And if you bring in a head coach, a rookie head coach that a lot of the fan base questions, a defensive-minded head coach that a lot of the fan base questions, after having it fail time and time again, having Todd Bowles fail and Robert Saleh fail, and the same things were said about both of those guys, we are hearing now about Aaron Glenn. Motivator. Everybody loves him. Got the defense, fixed. He's a real leader of men. We've heard all of the same things other than he knows the New York market and knows what it's like to be a Jet. That is the only substantive difference between him and Robert Saleh and Todd Bowles. And in fact, you could argue both of them had more success as a defensive coordinator than Aaron Glenn has had over the last couple of years in Detroit. Not to say he hasn't done a good job, he has, but you're talking about San Francisco, one of the best defenses in the sport, and Todd Bowles, one of the more prestigious defensive coordinators in the sport, who at the time felt like was passed over a couple of times for head coaching positions. If you want to give this guy an opportunity to get off on the right foot, because if you downgrade the quarterback position and you lose, and say, listen, if you're going to downgrade the quarterback position, you might just end up going into full rebuild mode. Right? And trade Sauce and do different things to not go about chasing the end of this playoff drought. And where does the team go from there? And how difficult is it? What's the perception if the losing continues with a rookie head coach? And does a rookie head coach really want to come in with the opportunity to coach a Hall of Fame quarterback and say, nah, I'll pass on that. Give me some lesser quarterback with an enormous weight around our neck of a dead cap money and make it more difficult to build around it. Give me the lesser quarterback. Let's start this off by losing. The Jets have done enough losing, and the roster's good enough. You have got to figure out a way. Now, the caveat to all this is we don't know what's in Aaron Rodgers' mind, and maybe he's excited, right? I don't know how he feels about the prospect of a rookie offensive coordinator. We've heard the names of Clint Kubiak and lately Nick Cayley, who's been the passing coordinator for the Rams under McVay, right? Everything McVay touches turns to gold. It's a spot and a coaching tree that you want to get involved with, so I understand that thought process. And it sounds like a name that, in particular, Aaron Glenn would love to bring here. And we have to see what Aaron Rodgers has in his mind and his heart. But if Aaron Rodgers is willing to come here, if Aaron Rodgers is willing to continue this path of trying to bring the Jets back to prominence, looking at last year, all they were short of was a legitimate head coach. And the defense fell apart on them the minute they fired Robert Saleh. And I expect this coach to be able to fix the defense. You want to make this easy for this head coach? Give him a veteran Hall of Fame quarterback who can come in and work with an offensive coordinator, get on par with, I don't know, Davante Adams, a Hall of Fame level wide receiver, along with Garrett Wilson, a uber talented young wide receiver. Breece Hall, if you ever breed confidence into him, one of the more explosive backs in the league. Fix the offensive line. You found a left tackle in Fashanu, and go out there and perform. And make everybody forget the names of Robert Saleh and Todd Bowles. And throw it in the faces of guys like me who questioned a defensive first-time head coach. Because putting him behind the eight ball with a lesser product is only going to make things difficult for him. This is different. And I'm sure he understands that. This market is different, right? We say he knows the Jets. You can't come in here and immediately lose. Even if you sell it to the fans, they're not willing to buy it. Making the playoffs is number one. If you want to look at what this is about, there are some teams and some situations, and maybe we'll go through some of them as there's a lot going on in the NFL. There are teams, there are situations, there are places you can go, start from ground zero, and have this 3-4 year plan of becoming a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender. I don't think right now that's the New York Jets. I don't think that's the best way to focus and look at this team. A 5-year plan is not what's best. Not when you have this losing hovering over the organization that makes it more difficult to get on that plan. Right? Even if it's just a 1-year thing with Aaron Rodgers, you come from a place of winning, you come from a place of success, and then you can set, then this head coach gets off onto the right kind of foot where the process of building that plan can get off where, hey, I know he can coach. I know he can coach. I've seen it. He was given a talented enough roster. He fixed the defense. The offense worked with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't hold them back. Game management wasn't an issue. It didn't fail under him. If given the resources, he can win. Aaron Rodgers isn't a long-term fix. After 1 year, we have to go back to a plan and be a normal organization after a winning season and a playoff year. And then from a positive nature and a position of strength with a young offensive coordinator that made it work with Aaron Rodgers, with a young head coach who fixed the defense and was able to take this franchise who hasn't won since 2015 and give them that winning season. And now you know. Now there's no more speculation about a young head coach and a defensive mind and whether that can work or not. You've seen it. You've got to give him that ability to get off to this kind of positive start. And it only happens with Aaron Rodgers. It only happens with Aaron Rodgers. Then you start the process of building a roster good enough to win the Super Bowl. And hey, crazier things have happened. The Washington Commanders are playing in the NFC Championship game. The Washington Commanders. I believe this team is still good enough, if there's a coach, if there's Aaron Rodgers, to compete for a playoff spot. And that's what this team is desperately aching for. Every single story, we believe it all. If the Jets make the playoffs, and next year a story comes about Woody Johnson making decisions on Madden ratings, no one cares. The article might not even be written. But because it's the longest drought in playoff history, or I keep saying that, it's the longest drought in professional sports, everything's believable, everything's worth a comment, and everything feels like this is why the Jets can't succeed. And if they don't succeed next year, I don't want it to be Aaron Glenn. And this is the reason why the Jets can't succeed. And whether we want to admit it or not, and whether or not we want to say that, hey, we should be smarter than that, and that's unfair, that's what it will be. and he will be punching up for the rest of his tenure as a New York Jet. You have an opportunity here, and I'm hoping the owner, who I don't know exactly the relationship between him and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. But it sounds like there has been a major disconnect. And whether or not it was a joke that he suggested benching the coach after the Denver game, which has been, you know, kind of suggested that it was a kind of comment, a joke to see the reaction he would get, or whether or not that was real, whether or not there is a major tension between him and the quarterback, where Aaron Rodgers is more comfortable with Christopher Johnson as opposed to Woody Johnson, whatever the case may be. If Woody Johnson gets in the way, because there is a notion in some reports that Aaron Glenn would want Aaron Rodgers. I don't know that to be true, but if it is true, and I don't understand how a young coach would want to start his career with a Hall of Fame quarterback as opposed to whatever the options are, and they ain't good. But if this owner is so stubborn and so disappointed in how last season went with the quarterback and whatever is frustrated, and prevents this head coach that he hired in the same formula he's hired previous head coaches, leaving it up for people like me to question the process and question the hire. If you don't give this guy the best opportunity to get this thing off on the right foot, shame on you. This is about going out there and ending this playoff drought, ending this losing, and putting a quality product. Because we could talk till we're blue in the face about other coaching staffs and the way it went and whose fault it was. The product on the field for the New York Jets has been garbage for the last 4 years. It's been longer than that, but for 4 years, it's been unacceptable. This coach needs to come in and change that, get off on the right foot, win some football games, possibly and hopefully end this playoff drought, and then from there, he begins a process with a bunch of leeway, a bunch of equity, and a bunch of good feelings, as opposed to another miserable year. And explain to me how this team is winning or making anybody feel positive if they downgrade at the most important position in the sport. They have got to bring back Aaron Rodgers. They have got to give this coach a chance to get off on the right foot. They have got to give this team a chance to end this drought. And if they're going to make the road higher, if they're going to do, and now, you know, for some organizations, this isn't the road higher, but for the Jets, it's been the road higher. The young defensive coach, if you're going to stick with that because you believe in this guy, give him every tool to prove yourself right year one and begin the process of getting back the fan base, getting back the belief, getting away from this cloud of losing seasons and no playoffs, and change the narrative of the entire organization. And I know Aaron Rodgers was supposed to do that already, and he's failed, but he's failed for a numerous number of reasons. Injury, poor coaching. And who knows what this season honestly would have looked like if Robert Saleh wasn't fired mid-year. They were losing. It might not have been a playoff year. It certainly wouldn't have been a year we all thought it could be in the AFC Championship game. But it could have been something. The coaching was a disaster for this team. And if you're going to tell me this will change because what we've seen from Aaron Glenn and the leader of men and he'll fix the defense, give me all that and give me Aaron Rodgers and give this team a chance to strip itself of the narrative of this is the Jets and they lose. Because if he starts the same way Robert Saleh started, and if he has bad quarterback play, and we're having the same conversation about, well, hey, look at the job he's done with the defense, but he's been given no quarterback, we've seen that story, and we know how it ends. Let's go out there, end it, and get him a positive start, and some good feelings, and some equity, and some leeway with the organization and the fans, and then we can worry about how do you build this team to a Super Bowl team. You got to get the stink off. And you got to give Aaron Glenn the best opportunity to do that, and that's with Aaron Rodgers. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll start with the Jets and whether or not you think they should bring back Aaron Rodgers. To me, it's a no-brainer. We'll get to the Giants and their quarterback position because there's been a couple reports now There's been a couple reports about how those two quarterbacks might not go 1 and 2. And we got to see what the Giants should do at number 3 if that's possible. Some news coming out of Tennessee as well. We got to get to that. Pete Alonso is always on the table because I got to tell you, as we get more and more and we're hearing stuff about him in Toronto and, you know, the Mets might not be out of it. To me, it's the same thing it's always been. The Mets don't want him.